I want to ask you, if you had to make a top 10 list of things that you need to know from the Bible, top 10 list of things that you need to know from the Bible. My list changes quite often, but I want to share with you the next week or two my top 10 list right now, okay? The top 10 things that you need to know from the Scriptures. The first one is, God created you. I'll tell you what, how about if we and you together memorize the 10 things? Is that okay? I'm going to share them with you in such a way that you can remember them. I'm going to repeat them because repetition is the key to learning. And so what we're going to do is just memorize them. And so I want you to stand up. Will you stand up? Top 10 things that you need to know from the Bible. I'm going to say them, then I'm going to let you say them with me, and then we're going to repeat them and repeat them and repeat them and repeat them till we get them, okay? Now, some of you don't study much. You do physical work, and you don't use your mind much, and your mind gets lazy. And so what you're saying right now is, I'm not going to try this because I don't think I can memorize that. But if you'll just go along with us, you'll remember it. You don't even have to try very hard. Just do what we tell you to do, and you'll remember it. The 10 things are creation, fall, flood, nation, Jews, law, Jesus, cross, salvation, and eternity. Okay. All right, the first four. Let's work on the first four. Creation, fall, flood, nations. With me. Creation, fall, flood, nations. 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 Okay? All right. When I asked you for it in a few minutes, be able to tell me. the next two are Jews and law. Jews, law. Jews, law. Jews and law. Okay? Creation, fall, flood, nation, Jews, law. Got it? Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews, law. The next two are Jesus, cross. Jesus, cross. Jesus, cross. Jesus, cross. Okay? Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews, law, Jesus, cross. Let's do it again. Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews. Okay. And the last two are salvation and eternity. Salvation and eternity. Salvation and eternity. Salvation and eternity. Creation. All right. You're rolling. All right. Why don't you turn around and say it to somebody else? What I want you to do, the first one, the best looking person out of the two should say it first. The best looking person out of the two should say it first. So see if you can go through the 10 things. Okay, the two of you just working together. The two of you just working together. Now I want the smartest one to say it. The smartest one to say it to the other one. Okay. Some of you. Okay, some of you, the same one said it every time, right? And some of you couples, the best looking one was also the smartest one, so the person said it twice. So let's, everybody can be seated. Let's say it together again. Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews, law, Jesus, cross, salvation. All right. They're the top 10 things you need to know from the Bible, and you need to know about each one. Let's talk about the first one, creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. One of the major things you need to know in our society is that God created you. You did not evolve. You did not evolve from animals. God created you. God made you. You are different from the animals. You say, well, Lee, there are similarities. There are similarities because the same God made the animals as well. But you are a created being. God created the man, the first man, he created it from the dust of the earth. He created the first woman from the side of the man. God created us. The theory of evolution is not true. There are changes within kinds. There are no changes from one kind to another. There never has been. There never will be. The reason the missing link is missing because it's never existed. Okay? Evolution is not true. And all you got to do is use scientific laws. Evolution requires change. And nearly every change in nature goes downhill, not uphill. Evolution requires every change to be better and better and better. Right? In fact, the truth is changes make things worse. We lose information, not gain information. And so evolution is not true. And the church has made the mistake of giving in to the, quote, scientific world because we think they are the smart guys. They got all the degrees. They know more than we do. But I want to tell you somebody, they do not know more. They do not know more than God knows. God said he created us. And it doesn't make any difference how many degrees the person who says he didn't, doesn't make any difference how many degrees he's got. He's wrong. Doesn't make any difference how smart he is or how good he is or how intelligent he is. He's still wrong. God made us. God created us. And we need to know that. We need to teach our young people God created us. We're not the result. We're not the random result of chance. We are created beings. And I fear we're losing the battle as a church because this public school system has them 6 days a week for 9 months of the year or 160 days, how many times, how long they go. And we have them at best 3 hours a week. And so we need to teach our young people, God created you. You are a special, important being. You are a created being. You're not just an animal. You are a person that God created you in his image. Right? In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. You are in the image of God. You are a created being. You are not a random accident. And we know that because God told us that. And in one sense, you can talk about Satan and the sin nature and all that kind of stuff, and we will talk about that in the process. But what it usually comes down is to what the final decision is, am I going to take God's word for it or man's word? Am I going to take God's word or man's word? If I take God's word, God says he created us. And if God says he created us, he created us. And that one little difference, you say, well, Lee, it doesn't make any difference. Man, it makes a world of difference whether I believe I am a created being of God with a purpose or an accident of nature. There's a world of difference. If I'm just an accident of nature, very little makes any difference. I mean, if I'm just an accident that just happened to happen and I live for a while and I die and that's the end of that story, then hardly anything makes any difference. But if God created you with a purpose, God created you, and God created you the way He wanted you to be, then that makes you an important person. You're an important being. You're far superior to the animals. You are created in the image of God. Now, somebody's going to come up and say, well, what does the image of God mean? And I can tell you, I don't know. I know when God created the animals or the mountains or whatever else He created it all. None of them were made in the image of God. You were made in the image of God. You are a created being. You are an important person because you belong to God. You are a creature. You are created by God. And you need to understand that. You need to know that. You need to teach that to your children and your grandchildren, that we are created. We are not accidents. There's a purpose why we're here. Go with me. Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews, law, Jesus, cross, salvation, eternity. Let's do it again. Creation, fall, flood, nation, Jews, law. All right. So the first one was creation. You are a created being. The second one is fall. Genesis chapters 1 and 2 talks about the creation of the world. Genesis 3 talks about the first sin. Genesis 3 talks about the first sin. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, 16, somewhere along in there. God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And He said to them, they need to take care of the garden. And He said, of all the trees of the garden you may eat. And the trees were producing. God created them functionally mature. So they were producing. They didn't have to start out as a little bitty tree and grow up. They were already producing. And Adam and Eve were put into the Garden of Eden. And God said to them, you can eat of any tree in the garden except one. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that one. If you eat of that one, you will surely die. God doesn't tell us why He put that in the side and said you can't eat of that one. He told us at the end of chapter 2, He told us at the end of, I don't know where it is, somewhere in there. He told us that everything He has created was very good. Everything was very good. So I'm not sure why He said you can't eat of that tree except just to test man. But whatever, when God says something, that's what He means. I don't have to know why God wants me to obey that. I just need to know that God said that's what I need to do. Just do what God said because God said it. Not because I can figure out in my intellect, this is the reason God wanted me to do this or not do this. No, if God said don't do it, then don't do it. So God put him in the Garden of Eden. He said you can eat of any tree of the garden. Any tree of the garden you can eat, except one. Don't eat of that one. In the day that you do eat of that, you will surely die. Well, Satan came along in the form of a serpent, and Satan, first of all, cast doubt on the Word of God. It amazes me that Satan hadn't changed his tactics. The first thing he does is he casts doubt on the Word of God. Did God really say you can eat of the tree? He's still doing the same thing. Did God really mean what He says? Does God really mean what He says in this book? And once He begins to get you to doubt a little bit, then He says God didn't really mean it. Satan says you will not surely die. But instead of dying, you're going to become like God. So we can talk about Satan's role in the first sin, but I want to talk about human's role in the first sin. Satan did tempt Eve, but in Genesis 3:6, the scripture says, when she saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she partook of the fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. So what we have in Genesis 3:6 is God had said in Genesis 2, 15, 16, 17, don't eat of that tree. Now we got human reasoning saying, it looks good to me. It's a beautiful tree. It looks like it would make me wise. So I'm going to make a choice between what God said and what human said. It was true what human said was the person who's going to participate, but she's the one that said it. The tree looked like to her it was good for food. It looked like to her it would make one wise. And so we're going to make a choice between what God says and what human says. And that choice continues. Am I going to take God at his word, or am I going to take what man says? You know that she partook of the fruit and she gave it to her husband and he partook as well. The New Testament teaches that Eve was deceived. Eve was fooled. And Adam was not fooled. First time I found that, I liked it. The woman is the one who made a mistake. She was fooled. Excuse my language, but it's bad enough to sin when you're fooled. It is a fool to sin when you know better. And Adam knew better. Right? Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived. He partook anyway. He partook because he took his wife's word instead of God's word. He took what human said instead of what God said. And we face that challenge all the time. All the time. I'm going to take what man says. I'm going to take what God says. Sometimes we don't even know what God says. And sometimes we take what God says and figure out what man says and say, well, what man says makes more sense. It's more important. So that's going to take priority. No, what God says ought to always take priority. There are some things I teach that people ask me to explain. I teach God created the world in 6 days. Somebody asked me, why do you believe that, Lee? Anybody know? That's what God said. And somebody said, well, how could he create the whole world in 6 days? I'm absolutely amazed that it took him that long. Because all he had to do was just speak and it was there, right? Genesis says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And for those of you who get upset because the sun wasn't here when God created the first 3 days, God created light without the sun. And not only did he create it without the sun in the Garden of Eden, he's going to have light without the sun in heaven. There's not going to be any sun there, but there's going to be light. In fact, there's not even going to be darkness. People ask me, how can there be light without sun? God's there. That's why it can be light. So the problem is not how there's light there. The problem is how there's darkness there. Because God's there and God is light. But the difficulty with the sin was that Eve decided she was going to reason this thing out. The tree looked good to her, and so she partook. She gave it to her husband. He partook with her. As a result of that, the serpent was cursed. The man was cursed, the woman was cursed, and the earth were cursed. So all the bad stuff in the world, I believe the hurricanes and the windstorms and all those terrible things that happened is a cause of the curse. And the curse came as a result of sin. God says, if you eat, you're going to die. The woman says, it looked good to me. So they ate. And the process of dying happened. They were separated from God that day, which is the second death, spiritual death. They begin the process to die because they took Eve's word instead of God's word. Creation, fall, flood, nations, Jews, law, Jesus, cross, salvation, and eternity. Okay. We're going to stop right there and pick up next week, Lord willing. The key to learning is repetition. I'd like for you to just go over those 10 things two or three times this week. What's going to happen to you most likely, you remember 7 or 8 of them, can't remember the others. You'll get it if you keep trying, because they're very simple. The first 4 are? The next 2 are? The next 2 are? The last 2 are? Okay. And as of right now, I think they're the 10 most important things that you need to know from the Bible. My list does change, so next month I may have another 10. But right now, they're the 10 most important things. Creation, fall, flood, nation, Jews, law, Jesus, cross, salvation, and eternity.